Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now we discuss the nakshatra padas of the 19th nakshatra of Mula. So we have entered Sagittarius from Scorpio. So everything to do with destruction of all lies, all material obsessions are lies. Power of influence. They are research people. These people are ultimate researchers of things, digging deep to destroy the lies. The lies of Maya, basically. This is ruled almost by Kali kind of energies. Mula Nakshatra, generally speaking, are root cause analysis people. They are very sharp. They take unbounded risks by trusting others. They need to step back, see the bigger picture, and explore new possibilities. This would be the wisest thing for them to do if more planets and points are in Mula Nakshatra in your chart, going from natal to Navamsha. Research ability is the highest. Ability to pick impossible goals and targets to a mass level. Why am I talking mass level? Because it's in the sign of Sagittarius. Issues related to money and troubled married life could be another issue with these people. Okay. Avoid getting into arguments with women. Intense energy of pulling everything apart till no attachment remains in that house, signification, planet, lord, and so on. Let us now briefly study the generalities of this pada, and we'll get into specifics a bit later on. First pada goes from Sagittarius to Aries, so there's a 9-5 relationship right there. Good morals, new initiations, why? Because Navamsha is in Aries. Can start new code of ethics and guidelines as teachers. Teachers, why? Because it's going into Sagittarius. So you're using an initiation energy in Navamsha to try and bring new code of ethics in the natal, wherever house it is placed in. Will be tested for moral principles in the face of difficulty. Aries is a poor Rashi, so you're kind of trying to make ends meet here in order to bring this new code of ethics. So you'll be tested for moral principles. Any borrowed money should be returned to the owner. If used for personal gains, it tends to backfire. This is one more thing. First pada should be taken care of very acutely. Second pada in Mula goes from Sagittarius to Taurus. So there is a 6-8 relationship. Taurus means wealth, means resources. Okay, and there is a 6-8 relationship. There's something destructive here. Unjust use of wealth, food, resources, Taurus. Therefore, a debt of resources to serve family member, Taurus, 6th from Sagittarius. Do not hold resources, mend family relations, accept your faults and help family. That's the life lesson. Also, one more thing that can help is plant fruit-bearing trees and look after them till they grow. Sagittarius, Jupiter stands for fruit-bearing trees, especially if you go and plant it in temples, which needs to be done really by everyone. Third pada is Sagittarius going into Gemini. So now we have a 7-7 relationship, 3-9 relationship. Okay, third house and the ninth house. Third pada can become selfish. Gemini is selfish. It's like a child. Gemini is a childlike. You know, the children grabbing toys from one another. This is mine. This is mine. That is Gemini. Selfishness, breaking principles, because Sagittarius has principles, Gemini here is breaking them. Navamsha, your internal self is battling the outer self. breaking principles for bodily pleasures. Why bodily pleasures? Seventh house. It has to do with sexual attitude here. Actions based in emotion and not logic. Not taking responsibility for tasks even. Again, Gemini. No good relations with father. Why? Because Sagittarius sign is there in the natal. Sagittarius going into Gemini Navamsha. Does not take care of the dad. Taking care of father will help you in your profession. Pada 3 people. Pada 4 of Mula Nakshatra. Sagittarius going into Cancer. Therefore 6-8 relationship. Once again there is something tough going on karmically in the 4th Pada. Unable to see responsibility. Cancer 8th to Sagittarius. Responsibility for masses, for food maybe. To protect and serve, because Cancer is the 4th house taking care of masses. Correction by reversing this attitude. Take responsibility to protect and serve the masses. Then Sagittarius will get better. Taking care and providing emotional support to family and to masses. Especially to one's family and in-laws. Why in-laws? Because it's 8th. Cancer is 8th. 8th house stands for your in-laws also. That's the generic 4 padas of Mula Nakshatra. Further in this podcast, we'll explore the details. If you find something, planets and points in Mula Nakshatra, going from natal to Navamsha, leave a comment, whatever you found in this video. And we can address that as well if you want to do some readings. Right, now let's get into the details. Enjoy and share.
All the files uploaded by the user have been fully loaded. Searching won't provide additional information. Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Mula Nakshatra, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Roots, Disruption, and Truthful Sacrifice. Introduction, Mula, the Root of Karmic Dissolution and Radical Truth. Mula Nakshatra, spanning 0°00 to 13°20 Sagittarius, is ruled by Nirithi, the goddess of destruction and calamity. As the uprooter, Mula is a deeply karmic nakshatra that pulls apart illusions and attachments to reach the core truth of any situation. Governed by Ketu, this nakshatra seeks liberation by tearing down what is false, superficial, or corrupt. It is not for the faint-hearted. Mula asks us to confront pain, face hard truths, and unearth ancestral debts. Yet through this process, profound spiritual wisdom, healing, and realignment with Dharma becomes possible. Each pada of Mula reflects a specific karmic dimension, ranging from moral initiation to ethical collapse, and each pushes the soul to confront the root cause of suffering, deception, and misuse of power or privilege. Let's examine how the four padas unfold this intense journey of purification. Mula Pada 1, Sagittarius, 0° to 3°20, Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharmapada elemental shift, fire to fire, motivation, Dharma, to initiate moral order and new codes of conduct, but risks impulsive damage. Inner-outer karma blueprint. Externally idealistic, religious, purpose-driven, Sagittarius Rashi. Internally fiery, impatient, morally reactive, Aries Navamsha. This pada possesses the urge to establish a new truth or moral path, but may act too quickly or harshly in correcting others. There's strong potential to become a reformer or whistleblower, but also a risk of moral absolutism, self-righteous anger, and alienation from peers or mentors. Karmic theme, misuse of borrowed knowledge, dogmatic enforcement of morals. Growth path, use truth to guide, not punish. Respect the process of others' awakening. Mula Pada 2, Sagittarius 3/20-6/6/40. Navamsha sign, Taurus Artha Pada elemental shift, fire to earth. Motivation, Artha to possess and stabilize resources, but risk karmic debt due to misuse. Inner-outer karma blueprint. Outwardly principled, driven by spiritual values, Sagittarius Rashi. Inwardly indulgent, materially attached, secretly rigid, Taurus Navamsha. This pada is challenged by the conflict between lofty ideals and personal greed. Wealth, comfort, or family ties may cause the native to compromise Dharma. If resources were accumulated immorally, from ancestral hoarding or personal betrayal, karmic repayment becomes necessary through acts of service and restitution. Karmic theme, hoarded wealth, disrespect toward family values or ancestral debt. Growth path, acknowledge what you've misused, give back materially to restore inner balance. Mulapada 3, Sagittarius 6040 to 10-dri, Navamsha sign, Gemini, Kamapada elemental shift, fire to air, motivation, comma, to enjoy or manipulate information for desires, often disregarding responsibility, inner outer karma blueprint, externally wise-seeming, curious, and witty, Sagittarius Rashi, internally scattered, self-serving, emotionally disjointed, Gemini Navamsha. This Pada is skilled with communication, charm, and intellectual games, but often uses these for short-term pleasures or escape. There is danger in abandoning responsibility, disowning one's moral voice, and acting from confusion or duality. Karmically, this results in broken relationships, especially with the father, teachers, or guides. Karmic theme: intellectual deceit, shirking duties, abandoning higher truth for sensory pleasure. Growth path: restore integrity in your words. Serve your father mentors to realign your path. Mulapada 4, Sagittarius 10 degrees to 1320. Navamsha sign, Cancer, Moksha Pada elemental shift, fire to water. Motivation, Moksha, to find emotional peace by caring for the family, but risks emotional blindness. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly spiritual, philosophical, abstracted, Sagittarius Rashi, inwardly sensitive, emotional, prone to victimhood or martyrdom, Cancer Navamsha. This Pada resists acknowledging emotional obligations, especially to the in-laws, mother, or children. The soul avoids emotional responsibility under the guise of detachment or spirituality, leading to karmic repercussions in the form of loss, family estrangement, or chronic emotional unrest. Karmic theme: avoidance of nurturing responsibilities, detachment from family pain. Growth path: offer emotional care where karma demands. Support spouses, family, and children. Mulapada summary: four archetypes of karmic excavation. Pada 1, Aries, seeks moral initiation through courage and conviction. Trap, self-righteous anger and alienation. Growth, deliver truth with compassion, not wrath. Pada 2, Taurus, seeks stabilization and comfort. Trap, misuse of wealth, karmic debt through hoarding. Growth, repair legacy by giving back what was taken. Pada 3, Gemini, seeks freedom through intellect and pleasure. Trap, betrayal of Dharma for sensory escape. Growth, restore trust with father elders, honor your word. Pada 4, Cancer, seeks inner peace through emotional detachment. Trap, abandonment of emotional duty under spiritual pretense. Growth, serve family, nourish in-laws, bring peace to the home. Closing thought: in Mula, truth begins at the root. Mula doesn't let you hide. It cuts away illusions, leaving only what is true. In its depths, we either sacrifice ego or sacrifice others. The choice determines whether we spiral into karmic chaos or rise, rooted in truth, to offer something lasting and liberating. Next in the series, Purva Ashada Nakshatra, where invincibility must be tempered by humility. Mula Nakshatra Pada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Mula Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, Sagittarius 0 degrees 0 to 3 degrees 20. Outer self, idealistic, sharp-tongued, spiritual seeker, Sagittarius. Inner self, Navamsha, impulsive, combative, action-focused, Aries. Motivation, Dharma to initiate a moral mission, but may disrupt more than guide. Examples, Sun in Pada 1 has an instinct to lead revolutions in values or belief systems. Feels divinely chosen, but may dominate with rigid certainty. Must avoid arrogance. Real Dharma is walked with humility, not firepower. Jupiter in Pada 1, born into wisdom traditions, preacher, teacher, philosopher, but may defend outdated dogma aggressively. Result? Karma improves when teaching adapts with compassion, not superiority. Mars in Pada 1, moral crusader, brave but reactive, may fight unjust systems but risk martyrdom or burnout. Result? Direct your fire into structured reform, not impulsive destruction. Mula Pada 2, Taurus Navamsha, 320. Outer self, seeks truth, spiritual expansion, but craves comfort and stability. Inner self, grounded, sensual, attached to material or familial continuity. Taurus, motivation, Artha, to hold and protect resources, but at risk of karmic debt and stagnation. Examples, Venus in Pada 2, seeks both spiritual love and earthly pleasures, may use wealth or charm manipulatively. Result, true harmony arrives when resources are used for service, not indulgence. Saturn in Pada 2 holds deep fears around scarcity, may hoard out of ancestral trauma, becoming emotionally inaccessible. Result, needs to develop faith in divine timing. Let go to receive. Moon in Pada 2. Emotionally secure on the surface, but secretly clings to inherited guilt or comfort zones. Result, evolution comes through conscious detachment and gratitude practice. Mulapada 3, Gemini Navamsha, Sagittarius 6-40, outer self, philosophical and expansive. Inner self, curious, dual-minded, and scattered. Motivation, comma, to enjoy life, share ideas, and flirt with boundaries, but may avoid responsibility. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, a quick-witted communicator, teacher, or entrepreneur, but may manipulate facts to win. Result, karma improves by anchoring speech in truth, not cleverness. Rahu in Pada 3, brilliant, charming, rebellious, but prone to breaking moral codes or abandoning mentors. Result, must learn accountability. Don't misuse brilliance for personal escape or trickery. Venus in Pada 3, seek stimulating love lives, fame, or validation, may lose touch with dharmic responsibilities. Result, anchor desires in deeper values. Love must serve, not distract. Mulapada 4, Cancer Navamsha, Sagittarius 10-13, outer self, philosopher, wanderer, spiritual guide. Inner self, deeply emotional, nurturing, family-bound, but avoids vulnerability. Cancer, motivation, moksha, to dissolve ego in service, but risks emotional escapism. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, deeply mystical, often isolated or disengaged from social emotional bonds, may renounce too early. Result, spiritual growth comes through engagement with emotional truth, not avoidance. Moon in Pada 4, psychic sponge, absorbs collective suffering, often retreats into solitude. Result, must balance inner retreat with quiet service, especially toward mothers, in-laws, or children. Jupiter in Pada 4, feels karmically tasked with uplifting the emotional spiritual health of family, may overgive and burn out. Result, protect your energy, serve gently, not from guilt or sacrifice. Mulapada summary, four faces of karmic uprooting. Pada 1 Aries, seeks to begin righteous new paths. Trap, moral aggression, spiritual arrogance. Be a reformer, not a destroyer. Courage without compassion burns bridges. Pada 2 Taurus, seeks to preserve and secure. Trap, hoarding of love, resources, or ancestral trauma. Growth, use your wealth to nourish others, not just protect yourself. Pada 3 Gemini, seek freedom of expression and play. Escapism, manipulation, misuse of knowledge. Growth, align cleverness with truth. Use your words to heal, not deceive. Seeks, peace and spiritual withdrawal. Trap, avoidance of family, emotional aloofness, silent suffering. Growth, serve your home, not just your soul. Don't hide from karmic emotion. Conclusion in Mula, you cannot heal until you pull the root. Mula brings you face to face with the buried truth, the root of suffering, karmic debt, and ancestral misalignment. The challenge isn't just to tear down, it's to replant with purpose. The gift of Mula is liberation, but only if you dig with honesty, serve with humility, and transform not just the world, but the soil within your own soul. Next in the series, Purva Ashada, where victory is tested by humility and the true meaning of inner invincibility emerges.